y'all. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey! What's up?
All right. I hope you're ready because we're about to pop it off. But before we do that, gotta say what's up to the crew at ATL. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, everybody.
Also, man, we gotta bounce this ball to our friends over in the Fresh Coast, better known as the West Coast. What up, Heidi, Frank, and Drewy?
Hey!
What's up, Atlanta?
Heidi's so excited. She's jumping in.
I'm excited.
She's bi-coastal.
There's so much to talk about, Head Crack.
So coming up, Paris Hilton shares what she makes her boyfriend do while in quarantine, and David Schwimmer finally addresses one of the biggest controversy in Friends history. But first, Brad, what you got, sis?
Okay, y'all, we all know Charlize Theron is an action movie badass, right? Well, in an interview for Comic-Con at Home, Charlize talked about starring with fellow action hero Mark Wahlberg in the 2003 movie The Italian Job. She said the powers that be made her do 6 more weeks of driving training for the car stunts than her male co-stars did. Oh, my goodness. Mm. But it paid off because Marky Mark couldn't hang like she could. That's right. Okay. Y'all check it out.
There was a very unfair process that went with that. You know, I was the only woman with a bunch of guys, and they had scheduled me for 6 weeks more car training than any of the guys. And it was just so insulting. I made it a point to outdrive all of those guys. I vividly remember Mark Wahlberg halfway through one of our training sessions pulling over and throwing up because he was so nauseous from doing 360s.
Yeah, so Frank, does it surprise you at all that Charlize is tougher than Mark Wahlberg?
It doesn't surprise me that if you look hard enough, you can find anything to bitch about. That would be fantastic to take stunt driving school for 12 weeks, but instead she had to make it gosh, I'd be 6 more weeks.
She should have to work harder than the
men. Made her a better driver than Mark Wahlberg.
You would only think like that if everybody was taking extra weeks. But if you found out that they thought like you're such probably a horrible driver that you only had to take 6 more weeks, you would be a little offended. You would.
Mm. Yeah, you'd be like, why? I got it. I'm good. I got it. Let's shoot this movie.
You know what's so funny about it, Heidi, is that they say that we're horrible drivers. All we do is mess up the rims. But our cars are in shape. Like,
we don't have car wrecks.
Nah, I've seen some of y'all cars be hauled out.
Okay. Yeah, we're great drivers. We can't park where they...
Okay, Heidi, you may want to sit down for this next story. Frank, if she falls over, you better catch her, okay?
What's wrong?
I'll do my best, Chewy.
All right. At the end of this year, y'all, Oprah's O Magazine will no longer be in print.
Oh, it's over.
You okay, Heidi?
What's going on?
Yeah.
All right, after December, you won't be able to go to the newsstands and actually pick up a physical copy. But don't worry, you can still get Oprah's wisdom and all her stories. They're going to focus on the digital version, social media, and online content. It makes complete sense. They're probably going to save a lot of money. So, Oprah's your girl. Is it sad to see the end of an era?
I mean, it is, but can I just be honest real quick?
Yes, be honest.
You
never bought one.
I've never purchased an O magazine.
What kind of fan are you?
What kind of Oprah fan are you? With her on the front smiling.
That's the final level of fandom. You're supposed to be into it all.
She has admitted she's never had an O in her life.
Switching gears a little bit, Gwyneth Paltrow continues to shed her prim and proper image. While on Rob Lowe's podcast, she revealed that when she was 15 or 16 years old, Rob's future wife, Cheryl, gave her lessons on how to perform oral sex.
That's
some serious flirting
there. This is what she said. I met Cheryl and I was like immediately obsessed with her, and she taught me how to give a
hello.
Now, the casual listener.
Was it a cucumber?
Okay, go ahead. What happened now, Heidi?
Yeah, come on.
So, Portia, casual listener might just get a laugh out of it, but Rob and Cheryl's son, he's a writer. His name's John Owen Lowe, was traumatized because he heard this. He listens to his dad's podcast.
Oh, no, that's for sure.
So he's 25 years old. He tweeted the story headline and said, 2020 has been a wild ride, but this has settled it for me. I choose death by murder hornets. Because, you know what? Listen, head crack. Nobody wants to think about their parents having sex or doing any sort of sex. But don't you think it worsens to know that your mom is so good that she can give lessons on how to perform oral sex?
Listen, you want your mother to be an expert in a lot of things. Best pie maker, best lasagna plate, maybe a mean macaroni dish. You don't want your mother to be known to be an expert on giving... Unless it's like bologna jelly sandwiches.
When she was giving this advice to Gwyneth Paltrow, Cheryl, before she married Rob Lowe, she was dating Keanu Reeves at the time. So she was going, okay, so basically here's what you do.
You bring him to the Point Break. And then, all right, switching gears. A few days ago, we lost beloved and legendary TV host Regis Philbin.
Yeah, such a bummer.
Yeah, passed away at the age of 88, a month shy of his 89th birthday due to natural causes. Regis' career spans 60 years, including as a host of Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, then becoming Regis and Kelly, and also hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. News of his death drew condolences from friends, President Trump, Jimmy Kimmel, and David Letterman. And his former co-host, Kelly Ripa, who said he was the ultimate class act, bringing his laughter and joy into our homes every day on Live for more than 23 years. Wow. We were beyond lucky to have him as a mentor in our careers. And Kathy Lee Gifford, who said, we spent 15 years together bantering and bickering and laughing ourselves silly, a tradition and a friendship we shared up to this very day. Heidi, you can just hack any one of those when actually I pass away.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
I mean, I'm sure you're saying the number Kelly and Kathy said about Reg.
I don't know about the class act part.
Maybe joy, leave out the class
not
act
joy,
part.
No joy.
No joy?
No. Okay. Lucky. Bantering, so, bickering, yeah, laughing. Yeah, okay.
So what do you think, Heidi? What do you remember about Regis as,
well,
as
Regis,
a fan?
Regis was always in our house because my mom loved that show, so he was always there. And the thing that I loved about Regis, and I hope I took a little bit of it, is he was always willing to be the butt of the joke. Always. And he just embraced it, and he would just, and then not only that, but he'd get really excited about like just nothing. What's with the dog? You brought the dog into the show, and he's just like always like big and excitable about anything, which made the audience excited too. But really, just him going with it and being willing to be the butt of the joke, whether it was somebody coming on, bringing animals, or having to work out on that show. I just remember that about him.
Headcrack, what sticks out in your mind about Regis and his career?
Well, you know, for Regis, or RP as he was known as in these streets, he was always plugged in. Like, you know, Regis Philbin can have a conversation with anybody about anything, no matter how old or how young
great
they were.
Journalist. Yes.
And, like, he was really plugged in, and he really genuinely, like, ask questions from a place of caring.
Yeah, he was very giving and generous for 60 years. To have a career that spans that long, he will be
God
missed.
Bless.
And our love and prayers are with Regis.
Absolutely.
And his wife, Joy, and all his friends and family.
Dish Nation.
What are you doing in your free time? Playing Best Fiends, I hope. And if you're not playing Best Fiends yet, you really should be. It's hours of fun. You can enjoy any time. And I mean, I am hooked. And if you're anything like me, you will be too. No Wi-Fi, no worries. And I love how Best Fiends gives me a fun way to have some socially distant competition with my friends. And if you know me, you know I'm super competitive. And right now, I'm beating my crew with a nice little lead because, come on now, that's just me. Best Fiends is a unique and exciting puzzle game, unlike other games out there. I find myself playing at the most random times because it's just that addicting. Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and events, so it never gets old, and I love that you can collect tons of cute characters, and there are always new monthly themed challenges. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already, with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline with over 100 million downloads and tons of five-star reviews. Best Fiends is a must-play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Best Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Okay, Dishettes, we are back, and we have a story about a dead man walking. Literally.
Oh.
So 25-year-old Robert Berger from Long Island, New York, just got caught out there for creating a fake death certificate to avoid doing hardcore jail time. He was facing a time for a charge of fourth-degree possession of stolen property and third-degree attempted grand larceny. And he pled guilty, but his former attorney said he was dead, y'all. Wow.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
Okay, he's dead.
Okay.
Seems a fake death certificate was given to the court by Robert's fiancée, and it almost passed until the court noticed the word registry was spelled wrong. Damn, y'all. You gotta spell check, y'all. You gotta spell check those death certificates, y'all.
Somebody check over it, y'all. Right?
Right.
Maybe the girlfriend did that on purpose. Like, you gonna get your ass.
Okay.
Get them together. Yeah. You know, I left the whole state to avoid jail time one time. Gary, how far would you go to avoid jail time?
Oh, I just wouldn't be around my coworkers or other people, you know, that's just real bad or anything like that. No way, honey, I would just stay around good, wholesome people.
You're the one trying to avoid jail. How you gonna not hang around my innocent butt?
If Portia get one more, her next one's free.
If I get one more mugshot, y'all won't see me no more, so just pray.
Okay.
No, we ain't gonna let that happen to you.
No.
All right, y'all, so want more strange news? Director Aaron Sorkin has an upcoming drama called The Trial of the Chicago 7, which is centered around the 1968 peaceful protest held outside a Democratic convention that became deadly after protesters clashed with the police and the National Guard. Mm. Now, according to Aaron in a recent interview while filming the riot scene, one of the stars, an actor by the name of Jeremy Strong, he had a pretty ill request, and that was, he said, Jeremy begged me to spray him with real tear gas.
Damn.
And ooh, wow. Jeremy also demanded that the ex-cop throw him to the ground for each take.
Ooh.
Portia, you've been in some things. Like, how far would you go to really nail the scene?
All right, you know what? This is a sign of not so good acting. Like, dude, you're supposed to be acting like you got tased, acting like you got thrown down. Like, you don't need to be getting your body and your eyeballs damaged. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, they could hurt anybody to get sprayed with actual gas and react to that.
Right.
Being that you've been tear gassed before, would you ever go through that again?
You know what? I actually thought about that when I was in Kentucky. I was like, they can tear gas me. They can beat me. They can do all of that. But do not hit me with one of them damn rubber bullets. Now, them things, ooh, now that ain't hell no. Oh,
that'd be mangling folks.
Yeah, but not on the side of your head.
Eyeball missing. No, I'll get tear gassed again for the right cause, but no, not just to be acting. Hell no. You better throw some hookah smoke in my face, some hookah smoke or something.
Now, they said Jeremy wanted to be in character, y'all, and I'm sure y'all he got a nice check for that series, honey. So would y'all get tear gassed for the check?
Yeah. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Really?
Hell to the no, because that could cause complications later in life down the line with your health. Hell no. Wow. You better get some fake smoke, and I got to become an actress and be all that I can be, like I'm in the army and do all of that.
Well, how much is the check, though? Just ask my friend. Just ask my friend. How much is the check?
How much is Aaron Sorkin paying us?
Right. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is? It's deal time. That's right. You're going to absolutely love what I have for you guys today. I have the Bandolingo Charging Pouch Wristlet. Guys, it's super, super cute.
Nice.
Now, let me tell y'all about it. Now, this you can wear, and you can wear it anywhere you go. Honey, it's so convenient. It has a built-in power bank and cables for Android and iPhone and interior lining containing RFID data theft protection technology. And it comes in black pebble, blue blush pebble, gray pebble, floral print, and multi-print.
Oh, this cute chick. Now, how much is it?
Oh, you're going to be so happy about this one, Gary, because it usually runs as high as $60. But for all of our Dish Nation family, it's only $19. That's right. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. All right, coming up after the break, we have more Dish, so don't you go anywhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
I know what you've all been wondering, and now we have the answer. Yes, what has Paris Hilton been doing this whole quarantine?
I gotta be honest, I never thought about it.
Miss Paris.
Who are you kidding, Heidi? We've all been wondering that.
Yes.
We know who she's doing, as she's been dating a tech entrepreneur named Carter Ream. But Paris recently chatted with guest host Nikki Glaser on an episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live, and take a look how Paris and Carter are spending their time.
Tell me what it's like to have a boyfriend in quarantine.
Just chill together. We watch The Simple Life. He's not like a reality show type of person because he's like a very intellectual man. So to see him watching something like that is very fun and entertaining to watch together.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like not fun.
Paris said that Carter's not a reality show type. He's an intellectual, society. Yeah. Do you think guys who watch reality shows should be offended because she says they're not intellectuals?
No. I think anybody who watches The Simple Life has a problem. Not the other reality show.
Oh, right.
If we're going to look back at old episodes of Paris Hilton, let's watch One Night in Paris. You know what I'm saying?
I just think it's like yucky. Like, that's the thing all these years later, that's all she has to show him is The Simple Life. I don't know.
That's like Portia making Dennis watch the first season she was on Housewives.
Exactly.
Like, would you do that,
Portia?
She did.
That would be tough. We were on an international flight, and they were showing old episodes, like, of season 3 of Housewives for some reason.
Wow.
And he was trying to watch it, and it was so uncomfortable. Like, no.
Wow. We're not watching that.
Did you make him change it?
You need to know me now. You don't need to know her.
Right.
Like, she's different.
Because you had a whole nother husband back then.
Yeah. A whole nother husband, boyfriends, and everything else.
Yes.
All right, moving on. So David Schwimmer was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Of course, Jimmy asked him about Friends, and he had David comment on one of the biggest debates in the show's history, that time his character yelled, "We were on a break!" Okay?
Okay.
So a quick recap for you non-Friends watchers.
Please.
Ross and Rachel were dating. They had a big fight. Rachel says to Ross, "Listen, you know, I just think it's just all too much right now. I think you and I just need to go on a break."
Mm.
And so Ross thought, great, I just got broken up with for my girlfriend. He was so pissed that he ends up sad and sleeping with another woman.
The same night, right?
The next night. But after finding out what he did, Rachel ends up dumping him because she thought, you cheated on me.
Well, Rachel came back the next day. Not that I know this. But Rachel came back the next day and said she wanted him back. And he's like, okay. And then when she found out, that's when she dumped him again.
That's right. Mm. But technically, fans have debated for years. Were they on a break? Did Ross cheat?
They were on a break.
Yeah,
I agree with you. They were on a break. He can go do it.
Rachel initiated the break.
So do you guys think there's a difference? Do you guys think that there's a difference between a break and breaking up?
Absolutely. Here's the thing. Like, if we're in a boxing match and you punch me during the break, you can't punch me during the break in a boxing match because it's a break. So nothing that happens during the break counts. Because it's a break.
Okay. Ooh, right. Head crack. That's good, head crack.
That's true. Thank you.
And I also must say that David Schwimmer agrees with his character Ross that they were on a break.
All right, coming up, which Real Housewives boyfriend is upset with her for wanting to look good? What? We'll tell you after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, the word is Real Housewives of New Jersey star Dolores Catania recently underwent plastic surgery, and it reportedly did not go well overall with her family or her boyfriend, y'all. Dolores told reporters her boyfriend, Dr. David Principe, is pissed that she went under the knife. And no one knew she was going to get a tummy tuck or liposuction and a fat transfer all performed while she was in quarantine. And she claims while her man might not like it, she has no regrets, darling, about her choice.
I thought they weren't doing non-essential surgeries.
You've looked into it?
Yes! And they said,
if you want to get plastic surgery behind my back, you go right ahead.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate your support.
That's a partnership.
So, Portia, do you think that Dolores was obligated to tell her family and her boyfriend about her cosmetic surgery?
First of all, I love Dolores, and she looks beautiful with or without the surgery. But because I do love her, I think that she should have told her family. Only because of this.
Okay.
If you go into surgery and something happens to you, we need to know.
Yes.
Like, even just getting anesthesia, something could have happened to her. So I'm sure he's more pissed about her health and safety as opposed to her something to make her feel good about herself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so Frank, would you be pissed if your wife got plastic surgery and you didn't know about it?
Well, actually, we've had this discussion because my wife was blessed with some very large boobs, and she's a very petite woman. And so she gets older, you know, like the gravity and stuff. She's like,
she wants them reduced.
I think I want to get them reduced, and I'm totally against it. But she did go behind my back and went to a doctor for a consultation about getting them reduced. And this is what the doctor said. This is a professional, you know, doctor here, Beverly Hills, does this all the time. He looked at her exposed chest and said, "You ride those babies into the sunset."
Stop.
I swear to God, that's what he said. I swear to God.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.